We are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning I'm sitting with Jeffrey Greeley. He is the Director of Marketing and Training at Host Racine Industries. Did I get this right? Every time I introduce you, I think I mess up with this. Did I mess up again this time?
No, you didn't mess up. You're right on the money.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. It's always good to have you on, especially when you're here in Dalton.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate being invited.
Now, you're in the Dalton area, and it seems to me, and I've been around this industry for an awfully long time, and when I first came to this industry, I don't think there was a lot of people that paid that much attention to maintenance. I can tell you for sure there were not that many people that paid that much attention to maintenance. That seems to have changed. Manufacturers seem to have, between then and now, somehow or another, have more interest in that whole area. What's your thoughts on that? And I know you have to be pleased that that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I am pleased that that's happening. And there is more interest in maintenance. And one of the reasons, I think, is because of people's experience with carpet over the years. And the carpet mills beginning to see that sometimes a complaint comes in and it has to do with a cleaning and maintenance issue. And one of the ways that you handle that is deal with better training and better equipment to help people have a better experience with their carpet. So we've always felt that's important, that you have trained individuals who understand what they're doing when they go in to clean in order to give the customer a carpet that performs and they're happy with.
Now, the fact that mills are paying more attention to maintenance, does that mean that retailers are paying more attention to maintenance than they did before?
Well, I think the good ones are, and some aren't. I mean, it's all over the map out there. You'll have retailers who are concerned about that issue because they know their customers are asking questions, and you have others who are going to continue to, you know, business as usual kind of approach.
The fact that the CRI has decided to launch programs that deal with maintenance, I guess the bottom line is if you have clean, well-maintained carpet, you're going to be happier with it. You're going to go out and buy some more next time. So I don't know. Do you think we're ever going to see a sea change in this business where retailers will be more involved?
It's hard to say. I think we will see some changes in the future. The problem is that maintenance has always been not a very exciting or interesting thing to talk about to somebody who's coming in just looking at buying carpet. It's not the most exciting part of the sale. They're, you know, they'd rather talk about color and styling and how it feels when you walk on it and the warmth of the carpet. And you get into cleaning and maintenance issues, and it's kind of like talking to somebody about a brand new car and telling them the first thing you got to do is change the oil every 3,000 miles. You know, that just doesn't come up in a sales conversation.
It probably should, at least after they buy it. Hey, here's what you're supposed to do with the maintenance. Does that happen?
Yeah, with some of them it does, and some it won't, you know. But we believe that what we like to do from our point of view is kind of take the ball at that point when the customer has made their decision and purchased the carpet and give them good advice about what they need to do to properly clean and maintain that carpet and get the full performance they want.
Do you have a feel for consumers and their thoughts about the maintenance of carpet? Do they, you know, are there surveys done? Do you have a feel, or anybody have a feel for whether it's more on the top of a mind, say, of a consumer than it was several years ago? Do they ever think about it?
We haven't specifically done any surveys ourselves on that issue. We do get comments from our customers who call into our customer service department asking questions about cleaning and maintenance or spot removal. And so those are the people who are obviously interested in that topic. And often what we hear from them is they're looking for something that's easy, that's simple, that doesn't create a lot of work for them to do, but gets them the result that they want. I mean, I know the carpet industry and many carpet mills have done numerous surveys on this topic with consumers, trying to narrow down what the concerns are. And I think they would know as well as anybody that there are concerns from the consumer about cleaning and maintenance.
Well, when we started talking, we talked about the carpet mill getting more involved in maintenance. I think that was directly related to surveys that said that was one of the top items. I don't remember which. It may have been the top item on the minds of carpet consumers.
Yes, I think it was the top item. I mean, for years you've heard that, or maybe you haven't heard, but that installation was always a big issue in the carpet industry. And while I think it probably is, and there are some issues with installation, I think from a consumer's point of view, cleaning and maintenance is a big issue.
Now, looking at cleaning across the board, talking both commercial and residential, what's the big hot item at this point in your mind in that whole sector?
I'd have to say, especially on the commercial side of the marketplace, that green cleaning products is a very hot issue. In almost every commercial trade magazine and many of the online trade bulletin boards and things of that nature, people are talking about green and green cleaning products. And we've seen this. There's a big increase in that kind of interest. Of course, at the same time, over the years, traditionally, products that have claimed to be green have been products that really don't work that well. And I think some green products got a bad rap on that, which is, yeah, it may be a green product, but you have to use twice as much. You have to spend more time and effort trying to get the results, and so it's really not getting you anywhere. So there's a little bit of a negative on some green products, but today you're seeing more and more companies, manufacturers coming out with products that qualify as green as well as perform what the particular thing they're supposed to be able to do.
Is that happening in both the public and the private sector for the office market as well as the school institutional market?
Yeah, I see it in all those areas. Don't hear as much of that from the actual residential consumer, although there is that is there. But mostly what I've been seeing comes from the commercial side of the marketplace, schools, healthcare, you know, that kind of area, some hospitality.
So then more and more players in the maintenance side of the business are going to have to pay a good deal more attention to the sustainability aspect, and that will eventually bleed over into residential, I suspect.
I think it will. I mean, there are certain states in the United States that state governments have mandated that if a product's going to be used in a government building, it must have some green credentials. So that's going to drive it in those states. And as that happens, I think you'll see other states following behind that. It is an important issue. And we think we do have an advantage in that area because our product, since its inception, and it's 51 years old this year, has always been a green, environmentally preferred type of product, and at the same time, it's a product that performs, so we have something we can talk about there.
So you've just been waiting for this day to come.
Well, I guess you could say that, even though if we talked about green and that kind of issue 10, 15 years ago, nobody really paid too much attention to that. It was kind of a, oh, yeah, that's good, but nothing real focused. But today, I've been in situations where the top-of-mind thing on the mind of a person coming, let's say, past our booth at a trade show is the green question, and the other things become secondary.
That's as long as it doesn't cost more, I suppose.
Yeah, but even that, sometimes the cost becomes a secondary issue within reason.
This is going to wrap up the first part of a three-part series discussing maintenance in the carpet business. My guest is Jeff Greeley, the Director of Marketing and Training at Host Racine Industries. We're going to air the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.